Workers of the Volta Lake Transport Company are worried over the non-payment of this man's salary and the use of one engine on the vessel in transporting goods and persons. Our Volta regional correspondent Micah Tulevo reports that the workers are currently on a sit-down strike but are refusing to talk to the media due to fear of victimization by management.
Volta Lake Transport Company quickly returned the ferry Freedom and Justice that they took away for more than a month. But it's unfortunate that this ferry was returned on single engines. So this has just added to the chains of ferries that Volta Lake Transport are operating on single engine. As of now, the Indora Jakpa Adamba is on one engine. The Nana Besemuna at Yiji is also on one engine. And this Freedom and Justice that is brought to the crisis is also on one engine. Imagine to the Volta Queen that travel for a very long distance, so on one engine. So we are wondering what is happening to the new engines that were procured and are still being kept at Akosombo.
How many were these engines that were procured?
They procured 8 new engines from South Africa.
When?
It's more than 2 years now since I got to duty post at the crisis. These engines were there before.
Have you got in touch with the authorities to find out why they are keeping these engines?
Though these engines were procured before Seyaboy took over administration, so the engines are there, but they don't have the operational part that will enable them to use the engines. So they tried to install only one on Yafi Queen, and that one alone cost them over 60 million. So for that matter, the procurement that was done by the Ministry of Transport is inconclusive, so they cannot spend much to go and install the operational part of the engine. So it's being kept there idle.
So the workers now, what is their status?
Most are working, but today the conference that I had is that their November salaries were not paid. So they are on sit-down strikes at the head office at Akosombo. And what is making the matters worse is the tight lips, no comment attitude of the Yabo administration. So nobody is getting information. Everybody is in the dark as to the inside story of the Volta Lake Transport Company.
With this information, were you able to get in touch with the authorities since the workers are not prepared to talk?
The workers themselves, I can guarantee that they are giving their background information, but it's management that is not willing to explain their part as to why they are maltreating the operational workers in this manner. All these engines, I can recall the Indora Jakpa at Dambai, when it became critical, they were able to procure home use engine and store in it, but that's only one. And upon resume of duty, Yaboy assured me that he will soon double all the engines. But now all this are not being done, and they are no more willing to talk to explain why they are not doing anything to help the operations of the Volta Lake Transport Company, especially in view of the water bath system that will soon be operational under them.
Finally, you did mention that some of the workers, too, they talked to, what were actually their complaints since they were not prepared to talk to the media?
Their complaints, especially the Yabwe administration, they were of the view that previously led administration by the white man was far better. They are able to meet the operational need and been paid on time, so they are so well motivated to work. But as of now, even you come out to talk more, you are being targeted to victimize. As of now, even the union chairman was forced to go on leave because he has even spoken on air last time. So they are very timid in their comments, but their worry is their leadership. That the leadership could have adopted a good management strategy, they could have done better because they are still viable. But their problem is their leadership, what is going in there that they don't know. They bring the money, but don't know where the money goes to.
You heard Volta regional correspondent Micah Tulevo.